This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Another great day in Trump land. Lots of things going on you need to know about. First of all, I'm the guy who's been saying for a long, long time now, the Democratic Party is now the party of the anti-Semites, party of the Jew haters. Massive attacks against Israel over the weekend. And not one Democratic presidential candidate defended Israel during the rocket attacks. Not one. As a matter of fact, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, thank God they're not presidential candidates. They're Hamas in the United States Congress. I'm surprised the Democratic Party isn't putting them up for president of the United States. But those two blamed Israel for the attacks. This never happened, by the way, in the history of America, that anybody ever dared blame Israel. They just don't. Nobody ever has. Nobody ever can. Nobody ever would. Nobody ever will. But now they are. This is the state of the Democratic Party. They allow them to do it. To be Jew haters. And now, not one Democrat presidential candidate defends Israel during the rocket attacks. Not one of the more than 20 candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination tweeted this weekend about the nearly 700 rockets the Palestinian terrorists, and that's who they were, terrorists in Gaza, launched against Israeli citizens and innocent civilians. Now, thank God, a ceasefire between Hamas, the Palestinian terrorist organization that controls the Gaza Strip, and Israel went into effect this morning. But in the nearly 2 days since the Palestinian attack started, 4 Israelis were killed, and not one Democrat saw fit to comment on social media about the subject. President Trump and his administration pledged full support for Israel's strikes in self-defense. The silence of Democrats was first flagged by retired New York Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who has been a fierce critic of his party's anti-Israel drift in recent years. He tweeted Breitbart's news. He tweeted out about that, and then Breitbart News reviewed the Twitter feeds of every Democrat presidential candidate and found no comments about the shelling going on between Gaza and Israel. However, more than half a dozen of those 20 Democratic candidates did tweet Ramadan wishes at the start of the annual Muslim Holy Month. How amazing is that? And this is not Rasmussen, who I always say is the most accurate poll out there. This is Gallup. Gallup says Trump's approval rating right now tops Obama at the same time in his presidency. No shock to me, but it's just got to be a total shock to Democrats. They've got to be lost to hear the mainstream media tell that America hates President Trump and Americans hate President Trump. But a new survey from Gallup shows that simply isn't so. In fact, Trump's popularity is at a new high of 46%, Gallup finds in a poll taken April 17th to 30th. My problem is all these polls oversample Democrats. Gallup oversamples Democrats. And you can see it because he's at 46%. In all the Rasmussen polls, he's at 48, 49, 50, and 51% Trump. But in any case, Trump at Gallup, where they oversampled Democrats, was at 39% in early March, but jumped to 46% after all the good news. The Mueller report led to no charges, the stock market soaring, unemployment rate has plunged, GDP is 3.2%. What did I tell you? I told you even CNN admits on economic issues alone, President Trump's at an all-time high. And by the way, here's some excerpts from the Gallup poll. Trump's approval rating among Republicans, 91%. And it's right up there with any Republican in the history of the United States popularity with other Republicans. Approval of the president is essentially unchanged among independents. But Trump's breakthrough with Americans in April, with his job score essentially reverting to the high point of his entire term, likely affects two factors. Perceptions that claims of any wrongdoing in the 2016 election have been squelched, and important economic improvements. And as such, these two factors will likely determine his 2020 re-election potential. In other words, he's got a great shot to be reelected. Barack Obama's job approval rating was 44%, according to Gallup, at the exact same point in his presidency. And in case you forgot, Obama got reelected. Of course, I believe massive voter fraud, millions of illegals voted. They cheated like crazy, but that's okay. Nonetheless, Obama was reelected. Trump will also be reelected, except by far bigger margins than Obama was over Romney. Another new poll shows Democrats have lost their enthusiasm edge in 2020. 75% of Republicans have a high interest in the 2020 presidential election. Only 73% of Democrats say the same in the latest polling from NBC Wall Street Journal. And again, I'm telling you, they skewer and oversample Democrats and lean towards Democrats. And so you can imagine that the real number isn't 75 to 73. It's probably more like 80 to 69. Republicans have all the enthusiasm in the world. Not only do Republicans enjoy a slim lead in the poll, but back in 2018, for the midterms, when Democrats won back the House, they had a double-digit lead over the GOP on enthusiasm. And this poll skews a bit Democrat, because it surveyed more random adults than registered voters. And again, what do I always tell you? Registered voters is the wrong thing. You have to go with likely voters. Just because someone's registered doesn't mean they're going to vote or likely to vote. But random adults, you have no idea if they're likely to vote. And it surveyed 900 random adults and 765 registered voters. That's ridiculous. Those numbers are totally off. They might be 85% Republican enthusiasm and 50% Democrat enthusiasm. The economy's booming. Democrats are dead, dead in the water. Here's another political shockwave. 29% of black women have favorable or neutral opinion of President Trump after 2 years in office. All the media does all day long is say Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist. They hammer it home 24 hours a day on every mainstream media news channel, every liberal news channel. Joe Biden launched his campaign on a lie that Trump defended the Nazis marching in Charlottesville. But guess what? Trump's making inroads with black women, according to a new poll by a Voter Labs poll. Devastating news to the Democratic Party. 29% of respondents had a favorable or neutral opinion of Trump. Of those polled, 16% responded they really like him or he's okay. 13% unsure or undecided. Much different picture than the one portrayed in the media. Trump's numbers of black Democrat women show his populist message still resonates with many. It's also important to remember Hillary badly underperformed with this group in 2016. Turnout among black Democratic women dropped from 68% in 2008 for Obama, 70% in 2012 for Obama, 64% in 2016 for Hillary. So blacks make up 22% of the Democratic vote. If Democrats lost 25% of the black vote, they would lose Virginia, Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina. And that's what's about to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to be an electoral landslide. And here's some more proof. Even the New York Times says, give Trump his damn border money. The New York Times editorial board has penned a Monday opinion piece, that's today, suggesting Congress should pony up and give the White House funding to deal with the crisis at the southern border. The Times does insist there's no national security threat, no invasion of murderers, drug cartels, or terrorists. Yeah, right. No matter how often Mr. Trump delivers such warnings, they bear little resemblance to the truth. But it's a crisis of overcrowding, disease, and chaos at the border, as the federal government's ability to deal with the massive influx has been severely strained to the point of buckling, and something needs to be done soon. And then they say, Congress, give Trump his border money. Wow. So they're saying there is a crisis at the border. Give Trump his money, but don't give it for the wall. Give it for solving the crisis. You want proof that Trump's going to win by landslide? The tickets to see the Clintons in Las Vegas were offered for less than $10. Tickets for the last stop on Hillary and Bill's 13-city speaking tour are selling for less than $10 on the secondary market. Ticketmaster prices have plummeted. Here's an article about it. A glance for tickets available on Ticketmaster online shows they begin at $45 and go up to $257. I wrote about this tour back at the beginning of December, and even then ticket sales were slow and had to be discounted, perhaps realizing they were on rocky ground. The two Clintons first took the tour to Canada as a soft opening before America. The five folks in Toronto were less than impressed. Ticket sales showed a lack of interest in the former president's wife. Last Friday, ticket sales at Seattle's Wamu Theater were selling at Ticketmaster for $829, 54% lower than they were asking when the tour was announced in November. In December, the Clintons turned to Groupon, offering tickets at nearly 60% off. This month, the Daily Mail reported just 3,300 tickets were sold in the Scotiabank Arena in very liberal downtown Toronto, which holds 19,800. Ticket sales were so bad, New York Times' Maureen Dowd noted the power couple's steady decline. After paying $177 for a ticket to hear the Clintons, the Washington Examiner's Byron York noted Dowd could have simply waited till the day of the event and paid less than $10. During Friday's appearance in Seattle, Clintons were met by an overwhelmingly positive audience, according to the Seattle Times. Yeah, except there was almost nobody there. It's just the true believers left. That's it. True believers. But now they're in Vegas, and it's been a disaster in Vegas. An absolute disaster. Prices slashed at the Los Angeles show to $2. You heard what I just said. $2. $2. $2. You know, there's that old joke. What's this? An escort and a whore. A street-walking whore. Money. One gets $1,000 for the hour and the other gets $5. And Hillary Clinton, at this point, you can guess which one she is. You can guess which one Bill is. They're both together. $2 streetwalkers. Unbelievable. Wasn't much different in Seattle, it says in this article. Los Angeles, $2. In Seattle, tickets were being sold for $20. How far they've plunged. How far they plunged. These articles were all over the internet. Ticket prices plunged for Bill and Hillary speaking tour. And by the way, there's an article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal today from a reporter who was at the event yesterday. And guess what? He said there was almost nobody there. Lots of seats were empty. They covered up the mezzanine section with a drape because nobody was sitting there. The other seats were empty, and nobody paid anything for them. They bought them cheaper. They gave them away. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
War now!
If you...
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio News Max TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in a country that I call Trump Land. It's time to take on the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, the progressives, the globalists, the communists, the America haters, the Muslim sympathizers, the godless abortionists. What time is it? It's wartime. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, SOB, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded and operated and owned by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national radio. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. They are a publicly traded company, which means you can buy them on the stock exchange. Their U.S. ticker symbol is FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. When they succeed and you buy stock in them, then you succeed. A pretty cool idea. It's called capitalism on Wall Street. Most caller-friendly show in America. We love when you call us at any time during the day, but especially the third hour of the show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 833-WAR-TALK. It's toll-free in all 50 states, 833-927-8255. My website is rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Gas is now $5 a gallon in California and headed swiftly for what people believe is $6 a gallon. Amazing. The national average approaches $3. California's at $5. Or right around there, and could be six soon. How does anyone live in California? Can you explain that to me? How does anyone live in California? Why does anyone live in California? It's absolutely insane. The lowest gas in the country, by the way, is in Alabama. It averages $2.50. And in California, it's headed for $5 and $6. So it's basically double in California what it is in cheap states like Texas, Alabama, and the rest of the South. Other news you won't hear in the mainstream media. Democratic aide pleads guilty in the Kavanaugh smear job. Jackson Cosco, 27 years old, pleaded guilty to two counts of making public restricted personal information, one count of computer fraud, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. This is reported by the Washington Post, by the way, but I didn't hear it on any of the mainstream news. Of course not. He's a former top Democratic aide going to jail in the fallout from the Brett Kavanaugh smear job. Cosco was an intern for Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee at the time. And what did he do? Let's see. He's already served 4 months in jail, will be sentenced on June 13th. He admitted to court documents he's very angry after being fired by Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan. He engaged in an extraordinarily extensive data theft scheme by burglarizing the office several times after his firing so he could use the information at a later date of his choosing. He also admitted to continuously editing the Wikipedia pages of five Republican senators, Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee, Orrin Hatch, Rand Paul, and Mitch McConnell. And he posted private information of Republican senators who took part in hearings on sexual assault allegations against then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The five federal felony charges carry a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. According to the plea deal, they'll sentence him between 46 and 57 months. This guy's going to jail for four-plus years. I told you it was a great day today for Trump. Lots of good polls out. He's doing fantastic. How about this one? Chuck Schumer backs Donald Trump in the China trade talk escalation. Never thought I'd see that one, right? But I agree. You know, I think Trump's right. This is how you negotiate with the Chinese. There's no other way to win with them except to play hardball. Chuck Schumer backed President Donald Trump on the China trade talks as negotiations between the USA and the Chinese escalated in the wake of the president's announced increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Schumer, the Democrat leader, backed Republican President Trump on anything. Backing President Trump on anything is significant. That Schumer's backing Trump on standing up to the Chinese and more tariffs is even more significant, as perhaps one of Trump's core issues he campaigned on and has been governing on. President Trump announced this weekend his administration will hike tariffs to 25% on certain Chinese imports, that the rest of Chinese imports that remain untaxed for now will be at the 25% rate soon. This comes after the Chinese sought and received a 90-day delay in the increase in the tariffs as trade negotiations played out. That 90 days were up at the end of March, but the Chinese have still not finalized an agreement with America. So here's the deal. This is how you negotiate. This is Trump negotiating, doing a great job, and even Chuck Schumer's backing him now. Amazing. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris says Trump isn't trying to make America great. He's trying to make America hate again. Wayne Allyn, War Now in USA. These Democrats are desperate and funny.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Finland meeting Monday with his Russian counterpart, America's top diplomat says Russia is expected to stay out of Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that is doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country on a consistent basis in a military way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's Income Store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all all know me as the capitalist evangelist. I love to introduce you to All American Stories. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. He created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Amazing. Mark Bruner's new toy to play with, I guess you'd say, is Fordham. It's his new baby. And Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. They're a stock, and might be some fun to bet on their future. We got a great capitalist evangelist as our guest right now. He's a friend of mine. His name is Steve Moore. He's an economist, former Trump advisor, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal contributor. He was nominated for the Federal Reserve Board. I thought that was a step in the right direction. First time in history we get real people who believe in real supply-side economics and lower taxes and less regulations instead of some stuffy, economist from Harvard. We finally had the right guys, Herman Cain and Steve Moore, and they're gone now. It really annoys me. I was going to say a word a lot worse that you can't say on radio. It really annoys me. Steve, I wanted you on there really badly. I'm sorry it didn't happen, man.
Wayne, well, maybe they should put you on the Federal Reserve Board.
I'm disappointed. They have a hard time with me too, buddy.
It's disappointing because I think Herman and I could have really made a difference in terms of, attacking the kind of conventional wisdom and the kind of elitist attitude over there at the Fed that, you know, growth causes inflation and that, you know, every time we have wage increases, we have to fight them back by raising rates. And, that was disappointing. But, look at the economic news of the last couple weeks, and it is just through the roof. And, I really love the Wall Street Journal was very nice to me last week, and they said, like, the reason that Steve Moore was, defeated and had to withdraw was not because he was wrong about economics, but because I'm right and you're right, right? And they can't stand us being right. And, you look at how Trump has rebuilt this economy. It is the most fantastic thing. And liberals don't have any response to that, really. You know, these are the same people. Remember, they said that Trump was going to cause the second Great Depression if he was elected.
Right. Look, I wrote a commentary this past Sunday, yesterday. It was called, Is Donald Trump the GOAT, G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time? And I said, economically, he might be one of the, if not the greatest president of all time based on pure economics. Your thoughts on what I said?
He's right up there. he's right up there. I mean, everybody said it was impossible to get 3% growth. Guess what? We've got 3% growth. We've got the best labor market for workers probably in your and my lifetime, right?
Right.
I mean, you got to go back to, I think when the Beatles made Abbey Road, the time that the labor market was this good. We have, according to the latest jobs market report, we've got well over a million more jobs than people to fill them. That is to say, if we put every officially unemployed American in a job today, we'd still have a million jobs left over. So, we have and that gives workers a lot of bargaining power, and that's what we wanted, was to give workers a chance to bid up their wages. I mean, Trump is the working class president, right? That's the thing. Liberals keep saying he's for the rich. No, his policies have benefited, working class, blue collar workers. We've created 1 million construction, manufacturing, and mining jobs since he was elected. Those are the jobs that were never coming back, according to Barack Obama.
No, I'm with you. I'm a broken record because all I do is celebrate Trump all day on the radio and on TV. That's why I have the number one show now, Steve, on Newsmax TV.
What do
I have? I have 17
shows. I mean, when I'm at home at night, I click and there's Wayne Allen Root. So you're doing great.
But let me tell you the only knock, and it's actually not a knock. It's the wrong word because I've never knocked Trump for anything. But I just think if the tax cuts that he and you were a big part of them, and so was Larry Kudlow, if the tax cut that you guys hammered through 2 years ago was so good that it turned around the horrible Obama economy and turned it into one of the great booming economies ever. But it didn't give the average working or middle class or small business owner a tremendous kick. It just gave a huge kick to corporate America. And of course, they created jobs.
No. I don't believe that. I mean, you look at what we did for small businesses. We cut their rate from you know, about 40% to 30%. You know, the average middle-class family, by our estimate, is saving about $2,000 to $2,500. You know, you're talking about a family that earns $60,000, and they get $2,500 back on their taxes. And incidentally, that doesn't even include the increase in wages and salaries and bonuses that workers are getting. I mean,
well, yeah, so, I said that. I gave you credit. I think it's great.
But I think that we should have done. We could have cut more. I mean, you know, but we did the best we could. You remember we had 51 Republican senators, and every Democrat said they were going to vote no. So we had to get virtually every Republican Senate vote, and that was not easy to do.
I get it. You don't have to be defensive. I'm on your team. I'm just saying, Jim.
I know.
You gave a dramatic cut from, what was it, almost 40% to 21% for business. But for the average individual, you just shaved a couple of points. Now, Reagan.
We couldn't get the rates lower. It was so frustrating.
I got it.
You know, and every time we cut the rates, they say, oh, no, that's a big tax cut for rich people like, you know, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and LeBron James, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just frustrating. I mean, look, I'm with you. I'm a flat tax guy, by the way.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to get the rate down at 18% for everybody and get rid of all the deductions. And we didn't get rid of all the deductions, but we did get rid of the state and local tax deduction, which is something I'm strongly for, because I don't think people in Texas and Florida should have to subsidize people in Illinois. Or, you know, for people
California,
in New York and Connecticut,
York.
You know,
yeah.
California. So we accomplished a lot, but mostly, look, the point of my book, Trumponomics, is it wasn't any one thing that Trump did. It's that this is a pro-America president who cares about American business and American workers, and every decision he makes is, will this benefit, you know, American businesses and workers? That's what putting America first is all about.
But here's my argument. I don't want you to lose sight of where I was trying to go, Steve.
Yeah.
My argument was that Reagan cut individuals' taxes from 70% to 28%. I'm not telling you that Trump's going to have the votes to do it. I don't know if he does or doesn't. And after 2020, he may have a Republican Senate, a much larger Republican Senate, and he may get
a
Republican House again, right?
I think he
should run on the idea of doing a Reagan-like dramatic individual tax cut and say, look, we gave you some, but we gave the corporations a lot more. Now let's give you a lot more. Now, will it ever pass? I don't know. But he wins in a massive landslide, in my opinion, in 2020, if he promises the middle class and the working class that he will give everything he's got to fight for a big individual tax cut. I assume you agree that's a good idea.
I'm going to be over at the White House tomorrow, and so I've got the name for it.
I want you to bring him the name. I got the name for it. It's called the Green New Deal, and it's about green money. Get it? We'll blow them away. We'll blow them away, Steve. It's our Green New Deal against their Green New Deal. Right. Ours is you get more money. Theirs is you can't eat a hamburger ever again. My God, we'll win by a landslide.
It's a fantastic idea. I mean, you know, I mean, I just did my taxes, and I'm not a rich guy. I'm coming up from middle class, and my God, it was like my tax return was like 65 pages long, and, you know, it took us, you know, a little 2 months to figure it out, and it's still so complicated, and then we had to write this gigantic check to the IRS. I mean, that was the joke that all these liberals were saying, oh, Steve Moore doesn't pay his taxes. I mean, if they saw how much I'm paying taxes, they wouldn't say I'm not paying my taxes, but it's an unfair system, and that's too complicated. And I like the idea of giving, you know, the middle class workers a tax cut. What's Nancy Pelosi going to say to that?
Well, I'll tell you, I know what they're going to say. See, I already know what everyone will say to what I'm suggesting. They're going to say, what are you talking about? There's a massive $22 trillion debt. We already gave too much away to the corporations. There's no money for all this. And Trump has the perfect answer, Steve, the perfect answer. The answer is every Democrat running for president is suggesting spending trillions on free Medicare for all and trillions on climate change legislation and billions.
Wait, let me just interrupt you for 1 second. It's not trillions, it's tens of trillions.
Tens of trillions, right. Tens of trillions. Got it.
I mean, if you take Green New Deal, Medicare for all, guaranteed national income, reparations payments, they want to increase Social Security benefits, over 25 years, it's closing in on $100 trillion.
There you go.
And they say we can't afford a tax cut.
And by the way, I make enough money. I can definitely attend these fundraisers, right? I just see a letter just came into me as you and I are talking. It says, Dear Wayne, we're excited to share with you two campaign events. Joe Biden will be in L.A. on May 8th for lunch in Hancock Park, and Kamala Harris will be in Hancock Park May 11th for reception as well. If either of these events interest you, let us know. I think, you know, the fact that they invited me, they must want Wayne Root at their events. I think I'll go to those two. That should be a lot of fun.
What's the admission charge for that?
Oh, God knows. It doesn't give a price on this note. note. It says I'm supposed to contact them if I have any interest. So I'm going to ask them and find out what that one costs, but those should be interesting. So, hey, Steve, you've got a new book out. Is that right? Trumponomics.
I wrote it with Art Laffer, and it's just about how we helped work with Trump and how, you know, I'm just really proud of it. I mean, I know you were a yearly supporter for Trump as well, and it's just, you know, I talked to the president on Friday, you know, and I said, Mr. President, because the jobs report came out on Friday, 265,000 jobs. I said, this is happening even better than I thought it would. And then I was just half kidding them. I said, you've got to stop creating so many jobs. We don't have enough workers to fill them.
That's funny.
He kind of laughed at that.
I like
but
it.
It's you know, so interesting. I'm watching CNN and MSNBC over the weekend. Having them try to explain, they're twisted like pretzels, trying to figure out why it is the president was going to cause the second Great Depression has now created the best economy in 20 years. And now they're saying, oh, remember that last year they said it was a sugar high, and then they said it's just the Obama economy.
Right.
You know, wait a minute, we repealed everything Obama did.
I can't wait, Steve, for them to explain why the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history is a bad thing. I can't wait for that explanation.
No, wait a minute. How could that possibly happen?
Steve,
you know,
Steve, we got to run. We got seconds to go. Let's say goodbye. His new book's Trump Economics, Trumponomics, and he should have been on the Federal Reserve. Steve Moore, thanks for coming up.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Make sure you tune in to Newsmax TV in hour number 3, which is at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, 30 million of those cable households around the country, just Comcast, Xfinity alone. We're very conservative. You can watch Bill O'Reilly with me 3 times a week. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax on your cable TV. You have other TV options, like right here in Vegas with Cox Cable. Tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. And to make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and tell them you want Wayne Root. And by the way, you can watch me twice a day now, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then the show reruns at 1 o'clock the next day, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've been using now for almost a month their liquid silver, and they've got a silver gel as well. They've got alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. So no matter what your health concern is, they've got something that can help you. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products, because for 3 years I've used their silver lozenges, and my voice is now a workhorse. I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. Thank you. My Doctor Suggests. No colds, got rid of my brain fog, got rid of my leaky gut, which caused fatigue. Just unbelievable, and I got so many emails from my viewers and my listeners thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggests products. I want all of you to use them. I look forward to hearing the success that you have using the alkaline structured silver and gel. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. They're two biggest products now. Two best sellers are the alkaline structured silver liquid and the gel. 866-660-9868. And oh, by the way, your hero Wayne Root had this patch of dry skin on my face. Nobody really knew about it. Only I knew because I touched it. It just felt like weird. It felt like sandpaper. I went to the doctor and he said it could be skin cancer one day. You got to use this special medicine to get rid of it. And I said, what's the downtime? He said, well, you're just going to be raw red for like 3-4 weeks and you'll have to use makeup. And I said, I can't do that. I'm on TV 5 nights a week. And so I did nothing about it till now that I put their silver gel on, and I swear to you, it just went away. In 2 nights, it disappeared. It's the most incredible thing. The doctor said I need 4 weeks of raw skin. There is no raw skin. 866-660-9868. This stuff is amazing. 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 20% off. Promo code ROOT or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT. mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT. And again, put in ROOT and you get 20% off. Breaking news. I said it was a great day for Trump. Here's more. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin formally rejects the Democrats' request for Trump's tax returns. He told House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, Democrat, in a letter, the committee's request for Trump's tax returns lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Out of respect for deadlines previously set by the committee and consistent with our commitment to a prompt response, I'm informing you now the department may not lawfully fulfill the committee's request, Mnuchin said, citing legal guidance for the Department of Justice. Tell you what, the head of the Department of Justice is the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. He has so overshot the bar for what I expected. This guy is amazing. I thought he was a bushy. I thought he was going to be another rhino, another deep state rhino who turned on Trump. And he has been fantastic, like my favorite attorney general of all time. And speaking of the polar opposite of my favorite of all time, how about the two most disgusting humans to ever appear on TV for the Democratic Party or ever appear in the United States Congress? Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. They are the Muslim congresswomen, and they blamed Israel over the weekend for the conflict. Isn't that surprising? Isn't that shocking? Both Muslim congresswomen ran to defend the Palestinian people in Gaza and blame Israel for the conflict that occurred over the weekend. Tlaib accused Israel of unjustly opposing and targeting Palestinian children, took issue with the New York Times headline that put the blame on the Gaza militants. She said, "When will the world stop dehumanizing our Palestinian people who just want to be free?" Headlines like this and framing it in this way just feeds into the continued lack of responsibility on Israel, who unjustly oppresses and targets Palestinian children and families. And then Ilhan Omar chimed in, blaming Israel for the occupation of Gaza. How many more protesters must be shot, rockets must be fired, little kids be killed, until the endless cycle of violence ends? The status quo of occupation and humanitarian crisis in Gaza is unsustainable. Only real justice can bring about security and lasting peace. So they're defending terrorism now. We've got two members of Hamas in the United States Congress defending terrorism. And Israel is not at fault in any way, shape, or form. What happened is it all began after a Palestinian sniper shot two Israeli soldiers, both of whom flown to a hospital. Israel responded by targeting a nearby Hamas military post, killing two of their people. Israel also killed a Palestinian protester who was trying to breach their fence. See, Israel's smart. If you try and leap over my fence or cut through my fence or tunnel under my fence, that's called a bad thing. That's called crime. We know you're coming to hurt us or kill us, so we kill you. Nobody should ever go over my wall. If someone goes over your wall, you kill them. You shoot them dead. You don't ask any questions. They have no good intent if they're trying to get over your wall. So all this started because you picked off two Israeli soldiers. Snipers did. And after that, hundreds of rockets shot to Israel. Four Israelis killed. At that point, Israel can hit back any way she pleases with American support. God bless Israel.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
App today.